This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The body of the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis is lying in state again today at the Capitol in Washington for mourners to pay their last respects. Mr. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. His flag-draped casket was escorted yesterday to the Capitol, where he served the people of his Georgia district for 33 years before arriving on Capitol Hill. The motorcade carrying his body took a final journey past several civil rights landmarks in Washington, as well as a new mural on a street near the White House reading Black Lives Matter. In remarks Monday in the Capitol Rotunda, House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Lewis the conscience of the Congress.
Under the dome of the U.S. Capitol, we have bid farewell to some of the greatest Americans in our history. It is fitting that John Lewis joins this pantheon of patriots, resting upon the same catafalque of President Abraham Lincoln.
Pelosi had led a delegation Monday to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland to greet Lewis's casket. Lewis is the first African American to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. U.S. federal agents in Portland, Oregon, appeared to deploy tear gas to disperse demonstrators late Monday. Protesters have been holding nightly protests outside the city's federal courthouse for the past 2 months after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis in May. This is VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says 6 months after the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern, the pandemic continues to accelerate. Thursday marks the 6 months since WHO made the declaration, and it is the sixth time a global health emergency has been declared under the international health regulations, but it is easily the most severe. Tedros pointed out that the pandemic was under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, South Korea, because the countries strictly followed WHO's advice. More than 652,000 have been recorded globally from COVID-19, more than 148,000 deaths in the United States. The number of global infections is more than 16.4 million and more than 4.2 million in the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to reporters yesterday about progress in the potential distribution of any possible vaccine.
Groundbreaking agreement with Pfizer includes a guarantee to deliver 100 million doses shortly after the vaccine's approval, almost immediately, with the option to purchase an additional 500 million thereafter.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Anti-racism activists have torn down a statue of Napoleon's Empress Josephine and another colonial figure in the overseas French territory of Martinique. The latest test of President Emmanuel Macron's vow to not to erase controversial monuments. A statue of Josephine was attacked by a crowd of people wielding clubs and ropes. The emperor reintroduced slavery in French colonies in 1802, 8 years after it had been banned under the French Revolution. Josephine's statue was decapitated nearly 30 years ago and never repaired. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison cut short a planned interstate tour to focus on the country's coronavirus crisis on Tuesday, citing a very complex outbreak in aged care homes in the city of Melbourne. Victoria's Australia's second most populous state reported 384 new COVID-19 cases on Tuesday, down from the record of 532 which had reported on Monday. South Korea said Tuesday it has reached an agreement with the United States that will allow it to use solid rocket fuel for space vehicles, a change that will enable the country to launch its first military surveillance satellites and develop the technology to build more powerful missiles. The agreement lifts guidelines Seoul first signed onto with Washington in 1979. U.S. had imposed restrictions out of concern solid rocket fuel would lead to bigger rockets and a regional arms race. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.